Here come the Hawks, the mighty Black Hawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Black Hawks. You're flying.
Oh, I love that song. So nostalgic to me, but much more than that, it's contemporary too, because the Chicago Blackhawks, you know what? They keep winning and winning, and then they may lose a game, but then they win and win and win. And I thought, you know what? People said that wasn't going to happen this year. And they're set to go to the playoffs. So I thought we ought to get someone on the phone to talk about the Stanley Cup champion, Frank Selke Award winner. What is that? I happen to know. It goes to, I think, the forward in the National Hockey League that excels the most defensively, and most importantly, Blackhawk color analyst Troy Murray. Troy, it is good to talk to you.
How you doing, Steve?
I am doing so well because the Blackhawks are doing so well. You know, we need some of that happening right now if you happen to live in Chicago and if you're a hockey fan. And I think this is where I start. How's it happening? What is yours? You're the analyst. So analyze how this team has come together, a team that people said, yeah, they'll come together in 3 years, but they're coming together now.
Yeah, it's been a real nice ride so far this season. I've been excited to see what has kind of transpired here. Expectations were, you know, everybody says, you know, there were no expectations. Well, the expectations were unknown rather than, you know, there wasn't any. You just didn't really know what you were going to get with a lot of these guys. Some of the young players up front, like Chu Suter, who has scored goals now in three straight games. He's tied for the rookie lead in that category in the NHL. You probably didn't pencil that in. Kurashev has played well. Brandon Hagel is a guy that once the fans get back in the United Center, they're going to love this kid. On the defense, you've had some nice performances from some of the young guys that you're looking to fit into the scheme of things here in the next couple of years. And then Kevin Lankinen has, you know, really probably been the guy that has excelled the most this season in the unknown category, because the goaltending position was really up in the air. You didn't know what you were going to get, but it's really been fun. This team works hard, and they're fun to talk about, and I really like what's going on. And the veteran players have been great. I mean, Patrick Kane has had just a phenomenal season. Duncan Keith is really doesn't, at 37 years of age, doesn't look like he's slowing down, and has really kind of embraced the mentorship role. So a lot of good things happening with this team right now.
All right, a lot there to unpack. I want to take one of those things at a time. First of all, you mentioned three rookies. I think they're all rookies: Suter, Hagel, and Lankinen. Have we got potential Rookie of the Year honors among those?
Well, there's a guy named Kirill Kasparov, I think, in Minnesota.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not playing them this year, because it'd be tough for me.
Yeah.
But he kind of looks like he might be the front runner for the Calder Trophy. But Lankinen was right there until, you know, he had a couple off games. But 41 save shutouts a couple games ago. No rookie has ever done that in the history of the Chicago Blackhawks, where he's got a shutout in where he's faced 40 or more shots. So that's incredible.
Well, I want to interrupt you because I was unaware of that. I mean, that is incredible, because the Blackhawks, as much as any other team in the history of the league, I mean, you're talking about Glenn Hall, you're talking about Tony Esposito, I mean, some Corey Crawford, some amazing goaltenders, and that's never been done?
Well, as a rookie.
Yeah, but
as a rookie. So, I mean, what he did was incredible. And I mean, if you look at that game and you say, you know, what was the difference? It's called a goaltender win, because he was just amazing in that game. And, you know, what he did, it's very rare. It's very rare. And only 10 times in the history of the NHL has that ever happened. So, you know, that is pretty special. And that's one of those games where, man, you would have loved to have seen the people in the building, so they could have appreciated the performance that he put in that night. But he's been great. I love his confidence. When you hear this guy talk after games, before games, the belief in himself is amazing. And that's really what a goaltender is all about. You have to have that belief. You have to have that confidence. And when you have that belief in net, that filters through the rest of the team. When they know that, hey, we got a guy here that believes that he can win every game, well, okay, let's go out and do this for him. And he's been really impressive. Good kid, and he's been playing great.
Now, you stole my next question. So I was going to ask that coming up. All right, now, that was an, if you saw that game, friends, I mean, that was one of the most amazing hockey games I've seen in a way for the reasons you just described. I mean, they came at Lankinen again and again and again and again and again, and he was just throwing the shots away. How does that impact the team over the course of weeks, if not through the course of the rest of the year? And are you optimistic? I mean, no one can keep that up, but it shows what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, he's been, the potential there is tremendous. And I think when everybody saw that Corey Crawford was not going to be coming back, and Corey last year was great, so was Robert Leonard. You probably had as good a 1-2 punch as any team in the NHL. But they, you know, they decided to move on, and that happens. Corey, you know, since then has retired from the game. But you didn't know what you would expect. You had three guys. You had Malcolm Subban coming in. You had Colin Delia, and Kevin Lankinen. Kevin Lankinen was actually the last guy to get an opportunity to show what he can do. That kind of tells you where he was on the pecking order coming into the season. They just didn't know what was going to be Kevin Lankinen. They didn't know what he was going to be all about. The way that he has played and the way that he has, again, given the team belief that we've got a guy back here that can keep us in these games, and that's what's happened a lot. You know, the team hasn't been perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but with the goaltending that they've had this season, they've hung around in these games and they've found ways to win. And that really filters out throughout the entire lineup. When they know that they've got a guy that is going to give them that chance to stay around the game. And they even did it last night against Nashville. As poorly as they played last night, they haven't kind of seen that type of performance in a while. But the way that Lankinen had played gave them that opportunity to stick around in that game. And that's what you need. If you kind of equate that to a pitcher in baseball, a starting pitcher, a quality start. And that's what he's been given the Blackhawks basically every time he's taken the net. That's great to have.
I'm not going to go back to the baseball analogy because my next question doesn't work for that. But, you know, I name the greatest goaltender ever on the Blackhawks or in hockey. I don't want you to do that necessarily, but it doesn't matter who you name. That goaltender can't do it without defense. Has the Blackhawk defense been kind of better than some people have talked about, do you think?
They've been good. I mean, Duncan Keith was talking about this the other day, Stephen, and, you know, at the beginning of the season, everybody wrote off the Blackhawks, and Dunk says, you know what, as a group, they embraced that underdog role, and they said, you know, we're going to prove people wrong. I think Connor Murphy, who just turned 28, I think, a couple days ago, has really come into his own this season. I mean, he's kind of the go-to guy back there. You've got the stalwart of Duncan Keith, Adam Boqvist. Great offensive potential. He's still got to play better in his own end of the ice. But Ian Mitchell has come in, filled in nicely. Nick Beaudin has come in and played well. They picked up a big, big defenseman from the Colorado Avalanche, but had to pay a price in Brandon Saad to get big Nikita Zadorov, who's 6'6", 235. And those players aren't around the game of hockey all that much. So I think that they've really done a nice job of fitting the pieces together. And they're finding a way to make it work, which is great.
What about these two words? Jeremy Colliton.
I think if the Blackhawks can get into the playoffs, and they're right there, you know, they're right there right now, you have to consider Jeremy Colliton as a candidate for the Coach of the Year. What he has done, the belief that he has instilled in this team, the culture that he has created with the young guys. And it's a big part of this is the young guys buying into what Jeremy has been selling. And it's really been impressive, the trust factor between these young players playing much bigger roles than anybody else would be on other teams. But they wanted to find out who they had and what they were looking for in the future to see what they, you know, what potential was there. And so many of these younger players have stepped up and played much better than probably anybody would expect at this point. And you got to give a lot of credit to Jeremy, the way that he has handled all of these young players and incorporated the veteran players to buy into this and say, listen, we can have a lot of fun with this group of guys. We've got these young, energetic players who just want to come and they just want to play. They want to compete. Give them the leadership of the core group of guys that are still there inside the locker room and you can have something special. So Jeremy has done an excellent job in creating an atmosphere, creating a culture that all of these players have bought in, top to bottom, the oldest to the youngest.
You know, I buried the lead a little bit. The question I should have asked you the first thing out, and everyone's been talking about it, of course, and we will know right now. Patrick Kane.
Who?
I mean, this guy's going to be in the, I mean, it's premature to talk about, but it's not in the National Hockey League Hall of Fame, and he just crashed another record. And this year he's doing so well, some people are talking about MVP.
He's got to be in the conversation. And you look at, you know, the two guys that are really kind of talked about are Connor McDavid, who's a guy from Edmonton, Leon Draisaitl, who won the MVP last year, and then Austin Matthews, who's up in Toronto. Those guys kind of filter in the conversation. But they've got kind of – those teams are deeper than what the Blackhawks have. And if you look at those guys – compared to the Blackhawks going into the start of the season without their captain, Jonathan Toews, who's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's won 3 Stanley Cups. He's won gold medals. You don't have him in the equation. Kirby Dach, the young player who just came back last night, he wasn't, you know, available. So you had your top two centers basically not even in the equation. And Patrick Kane has played with a guy named Pew Suter, who before the season started, nobody had a clue who this guy was. And for him to be where he is in the scoring race and how he just continues to get better and better, it's been incredible. And I've been here since day one from when Patrick Kane was drafted to where he is now, over 1,000 games, you know, everything that you could win as a player, he basically has won it. But he is not, he's not sitting on his laurels. He wants to get better each and every year. And again, I think that he's really embraced this season to be a better person all around while he's playing. And yeah, I guess that's not quite, but he wants to be a more rounded player. And I think you're seeing that in Patrick Kane. It's just incredible every summer how hard he works to get better. And he knows he's wired to be the best. And you're seeing him having an amazing season this year.
Well, Troy Murray, an amazing conversation if you're a Blackhawk fan. That I know. I wish we had more time. We don't. Perhaps we can talk again. I thank you so much, really, for taking part of your Sunday out to talk hockey, which is something clearly you don't enjoy talking about.
Well, thanks for having me on, Steve. It's been a lot of fun this year. And I always appreciate coming on WGN and talking about it because, the more people that are tuning in, the more people are going to follow the Blackhawks, and that's what it's all about.
Perfect. Thank you, Troy Murray.